We're all coming to you from Zeroni's mom's basement here.
Yeah.
So
we're coming from here live.
Live, baby.
Yeah, we're live. Live.
Lots of coming.
Good entrance. We've been working on a few things. We don't even know what to call ourselves yet, but
we're nameless currently.
We're fucking on the wanted.
Let's go nameless. Nameless.
But I think that feel like
have a brand, bro.
I'm not that lawless either. Like I'm not jaywalking that often.
Yeah. I mean, we can all just quickly pitch one and see how.
Do you guys want to try to do, like, one-worders or just, like, three-worders or whatever?
I mean, whatever it comes naturally.
You know? Yeah, write it up.
Hello, motherfuckers.
We just had to pause and check it in. Are we on to an hour?
We're in an hour already.
Shit, do you want to keep going or do you want to fucking...
Oh, your call, gents. I got fucking... I'm going to be up at, like, 7 tomorrow, but I can power off a day. And like.
You have to be up at 7 tomorrow?
Yeah.
To do what?
Go to school.
Shit.
I'll probably go for an early morning run, too.
Where are you going to go for an early morning run?
Just around the block.
Oh, you run in the snow?
Well, fuck it. I guess it would still be icy out.
I don't know. It'll freeze overnight with all the snow melting.
What's the temperature? Someone look up the temperature right now and tell them if you can go run in tomorrow. Oh, you got it. Never mind.
Recorded. Ooh, kinky. Very kinky. Ooh, I see you.
Oh, I just tried to touch and let you in. So we really didn't achieve anything in an hour.
No, we really didn't, like...
As far as name goes?
Yeah, as far as names go.
Okay.
Too bad probably everything was dysfunctional and everything with disillusion probably taken.
Look how it's got some names going here, boys.
Yeah.
Okay, well, think of something better than compasses.
Nah, I'm just...
Nah, yeah, he's firing off names here. We haven't got anything from you. I'm pretty sure, yeah.
I'm winning here, man. I'm fucking... I can open the door. You never know what I'm going to say next. I can just fucking... Oh, maybe what about this instead?
Oh, do. Spin move. Smash the B button. Exactly. We'll have to start getting a nice live stream going of Zeroni. Just the Z-cam.
The Z-cam. What do you... Hours through for food.
Yeah. Not even like the food thing. I just watched you air like punches to the fucking that was intense. Just some natural Z in its natural form.
Yep, just a moth.
Just a moth. Do you really like that J-Rock saying? Just a moth.
It's part of my vocabulary.
It's part of my vocabulary. I'm pretty sure you probably trademarked it.
Well,
you're gonna have to send him like a heartfelt email. Yeah, like, yo. Hey, I want to use that. I love it.
I love it.
Like
man.
A Britney Spears.
It's a like, part of me. It's embedded in my DNA.
Who did that?
I'll give you $10 so I can use it.
Who did that? No, you can't say no. What did you say?
Oh, because I was continuing you. You'll okay. Say no to you now.
Fucking sorry. I'm breaking the own rule. Okay. Fucking. Who did the lay off the Britney thing? Britney. You remember that? Some girl screaming into her phone underneath some sheets.
Oh, the like, yellow the, sheets?
Yeah.
I don't know who did it, but I remember that.
You remember?
Britney alone!
Yeah,
right. Oh, shit, yeah. Yo, memes back in the day were so much better than they are now. I was talking to this people at work today. Memes? There's no good memes nowadays, like new ones.
No, they're all like
they're
random.
They're filtered now.
And they're like, everybody's trying to be so edgy. No,
well, like, remember when YouTube used to be where the memes were?
Yeah, that's true.
Because you talk about the video itself. Now it's just the picture.
Yeah, and everybody's just trying to...
I'm not going to lie, I don't mind the pictures. Some of them, right.
That's because you don't, well, you don't care about the history. You don't care about the background.
No, there's not like that many new ones, though.
No, I like both. Like, I'm not hating on...
Like, remember when, like, Salt Bae was a thing and, like, the bad skits?
I'm not going to lie, I don't like Salt Bae.
I wasn't a huge fan of it, but remember that was a huge meme?
There's
just never any of those anymore.
Explain what Salt Bae is.
He's that dude who sprinkles salt.
Oh, yes. Salt Bae? That's what him calls?
Yeah. The guy that looks like the...
I literally want to
one of the Godfather.
I know, right?
He won the... He looks like the Godfather fairy parent. In Odd Fairly Parent.
Oh, that's called
Guadissimo or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Why didn't they call him Guadissimo then?
I don't know his name.
Hey, we can use that as our name, Quandissimo, boys. The three Quandicidos.
The three amigos.
The three amigos.
So that's taken.
I'm pretty sure that's taken.
What about the three amigas?
Amigas?
Females.
Exactly. Attack helicopter, please. Remember, we're always the funniest guys in the room.
Get up.
That's gonna reach here. Wait, yeah.
Did it say 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Because when I paused it, just to make sure it was replaying, remember it said, oh, not recording?
Yeah.
So I paused it. So this would be like part two.
Fair enough.
You know what I mean?
Or we just mash it all together and do this as the ending, the closing end of the night. What time is it? Is that the right 1:30. Time?
Yo, this clock changed by itself.
You probably attached your phone to it.
I didn't.
I'm ghost, bro.
I literally did not.
This house does that. You keep saying this house has a ghost.
When have I ever said that?
I've heard it several times.
Yeah, you definitely told us.
All the time.
Again, lay out the 6 paper joints. Why are you leaving one piece of chicken in there? One tiny little bite. That's like... We're going to come back to that. It's like leave food in your beard.
I just didn't see it there.
I'll give you that one. Sorry for being so hostile.
God damn it, Ray.
No.
Make me cry at night.
I hope so.
I hope your neighborhood knows I'm just going to drift out of here violently.
Yeah, I thought you were going to start doing donuts.
Oh, I thought about it, and then it started making louder noises. I was like, oh, I'm trying to be quiet.
I was like, I could do it. I was waiting for it, too. And then you just pulled in my driveway. I was like, bitch.
No, I didn't want to be... I don't want everybody in Zeroni's family and neighborhood to be like... There was some douchebag here in Escape. Fuck, you didn't call the cops.
Nobody's like that, my neighbor.
Okay, fine.
I'll chill, but...
Let's start coming in Tokyo Drive Park. So I'll be right in the middle.
As long as my car's not on the road, I'm good.
You're not boxing me in. That's all that.
I'm in the garage, my dude. Can't hit me there. So no ideas on names.
No. Really, we can overlook this and hear everything that we've all said.
Okay, we should have been writing them down.
The best part is I did have a pen and paper here.
He wrote down, like, the actual ones that were decent.
Yeah, I fucking just wrote down some bullshit.
Okay, let's just... Okay, let's try and think
about it. I shouldn't be eating goldfish, because I'll probably get picked up.
It was Ram.
Okay, no, we can erase that one. Oh, God.
Okay, so I guess that means we're erasing mine.
The three musketeers.
I mean, I'm going to pass on that.
I don't want to be known as a musketeer. A homosexual. Sorry.
Yeah, like, I mean,
you're going to show the one. Queer musketeer.
Queer musketeer.
Yeah, you know.
Nightman.
Oh, Yachtman.
Yachtman?
Yachtman.
Why Yachtman?
Because I'm a cologne. You spit shit out of your mouth.
Yeah, no, I like it.
Thank you.
I don't know why Austin's always so negative about these ideas.
Stop being so fucking negative.
Exactly. We should just set up a ring right here and just start powerbombing. A ring around Zeroni's bed until the bed breaks or Austin's happy.
Yo, I'm hella down fast, dude.
So let's talk about this Make America Great Again hat right above you.
Yeah, why? That's great. Fucking Make America Great. We need some fucking more
structure. This could be the cover photo. Just
yeah, exactly. Make Canada Great Again. We need more structure. That guy.
I bought that hat.
There
was a Mesa flea market in Phoenix.
Ah, nice.
It was a fucking troll.
They love them down there.
Oh, they fucking love them. Oh, it's hilarious. Sure. There's also fuckers walk around in Walmarts with guns.
I know! I don't want to see so many guns.
Fuck!
It's fucking, it's crazy. And
I don't get it.
We were close enough, and we had the fortunate enough to go down to the Mexican border. And
cross. Wait, you were just in Phoenix, too?
Yeah.
You were just in Phoenix.
Yeah, we were all
just in Phoenix. Yeah. Shit, dude.
It was like
topic for next podcast.
How was your journey down in Phoenix? Because I had a wild story going down to Phoenix. Wow, yeah.
I was going to go stalker down to Phoenix.
Oh, man, we all wild Phoenix stories. Yeah. Should we be called the Phoenix? No, because the Phoenix just keeps on coming back. He doesn't have any.
I like just the Phoenix.
The Phoenix. That's too edgy. That's way too edgy. I feel like I need a Phoenix tattoo before I can call myself the Phoenix.
The Phoenix.
Just call me the Phoenix.
I'll be the Phoenix.
Cactus Cafe. I don't know.
Oh, I did like the fucking Mrs. Z's Cafe.
Mama Z's Cafe.
I like the cafe. Mama Z's Cafe. Matt's Chicken Cafe.
Matt's Chicken Cafe. Okay, so we all have cafe.
I like cafe in my, yeah.
Yeah, we all like the cafe.
So we're halfway there.
The best part is like we're all gonna sleep on this and come back with probably better ideas next time we do this.
I think so too.
And then we'll probably be like, "Cafe was a dumb idea." You're all fucking dumb. Like, no, we're not even in a cafe. We're not even remotely. Do you have a chair like a cafe? Just one cafe chair.
We still have another one, but I think we threw it out.
All right, we gotta put a couch in there. Put on top.
Yo, I'm low key trying to make this like a man cave area, but just like bed in it.
My man cave is also my bedroom, also my fuck den, also my study, my lair.
Don't study down here, man. Fuck that.
I don't study down here.
I have three desks throughout my.
The
room.
Best part is the girl sneaks in the window and then looks at your collection of
monster truck action figures, a collection of
lovely getting straight thong wet right there. That's no foreplay needed. I like that.
Just a big old monster truck right there.
I understand.
I got my awards up there somewhere. Nice. They might be behind the action figures, but they're up there.
That's true enough. Yeah.
I did have my trophy right there.
What did Ty Castle always say about dick pics?
Football one I got.
You guys put over appreciation.
Your stickers coming off on the galley one.
No, it's just fucked. Wear and tear, boy. Wear and tear.
Wear and tear, you've been wearing it around?
Yeah. That's the one I used when I told you.
Oh, I was looking at the
one. Oh, yeah, that was fucking. That would be the shit, man. Fuck that. See my new mouth guard I got for my football?
Which one, the blue one or the
blue
pink
chrome one?
I do like.
Be sick. That's the same color as our team, too.
Like the pink one.
Yeah, pink was last year.
Why the two games at least.
That's no number.
Oh. What was your record last year?
What's your fucking record? No sound again. How do we fucking. Does it now. I don't know. I feel like we're getting on to the final. It's getting a little bit too edgy. We need to get out of this situation.
Fair enough.
I think we're still going, though.
Oh, yeah. We're still recording.
Yeah, we're still recording. Okay, maybe it just goes into sleep mode.
Yeah, fair enough. Maybe I have to keep it open like that. But for a certain amount of time. I don't know. It hasn't been really effective.
No, it does not. Oh, I can go through my phone.
Oh, cool. So.
Me neither. I mean, I haven't looked at my phone in 3 hours, probably, and no notifications.
I feel like less time on your phone is always better.
Well, don't say I delete my Instagram during the day. And if I'm going to...
I don't understand that. You might as well delete it fully. I guess, how's your fitness account going that you wanted to start?
Yeah, I've been... Well, it's like... I hate taking pictures and videos of myself in the gym. I just feel so stupid doing it.
You know what? Frig it. Go buy a fan's camera. I'll dress up in a suit.
Dress up in a suit? Shit. Like, the only times I was really getting videos when I had to work out with Ben. And Ben would always like, you want a video? I'm like...
Ooh, that'd be convenient. Yeah, why'd you stop working out with him then?
Funny story.
Did he
I've just been working. He's been hit surgery. Oh,
okay. Yeah, he's been
surgery. Yeah, he's fucking. Yeah, he got surgery for some fucking t shit.
Chilling at home. Fair enough. Fair enough.
So no videos for a while.
What's up?
You had to get a tripod for your phone.
Nah, see, like, I don't want to be that guy. That's fucking. I hate that guy.
You gotta commit, or you might as well delete it. Because that's my problem too. Like I want.
I know that's why. That's why I went off the grid there. Like I didn't not off the grid, but I'd post very rare on like once a week for like 3 weeks almost.
Yeah, you, I was just you like, might as well just, might just do like an update every 3 weeks at that point.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing right now. And then I just set the reminders like, oh, 11 more days, bitch.
11 more days, bitch. So fuck awesome. You. I tried to do response?
Oh, man, I don't think I've gone through Instagram
damn.
Since.
So are you going to come?
I'll just.
I'll, like, oh,
I'm pretty sure no one wants to listen to you on Instagram, so we're going to call it there.
Alright, well, this has been fucking an hour and a half of fuckery and complete bullshit. Yeah,
this is a lot of bullshit.
It's been a lot of bullshit.
We just got the okay to launch the poll, fucking to see when we're doing this actually.
Ooh, that could be.
So this is the poll. This is our little advertisement so far. When you want to do, when you want to listen to us?
Hippity hop 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 hop.
I can't really do shit.
Why not? Well, we can always record it.
The best part about this is everybody's gonna say PM because no one wants to listen to shit in the morning. The point is to just get out the name.
Well, can we not just record it at night and then just send them the file of it?
Yeah, in the morning. That's what I'm saying.
So, oh yeah, that's fine. Yeah, I'm just yeah.
I think it doesn't matter. The point of this is to just get advertising out and then we're good books.
Yeah. Okay. I thought you meant like recording it in the morning. Recording it in the morning.
No, we can record it whenever you want.
Okay, so no, I'm fine by that.
We have a schedule like Monday to Friday when we want to be done by. So, like, this will give us an idea of our fucking when do we fucking need to be done by, like final product editing and stuff like that.
And post it on our podcast.
Yeah, ready to post, ready to like, and then we all scale on our social medias, and then fucking tag what we did. Or no name right now, discovering a name podcast, unless we come with a name, and then we can fly back and probably do a two for a week.
Yeah, I'm sure we could probably try and do some 2 weeks sometimes.
Yeah, see that. We
got a good supply of weed.
Exactly.
Yeah, wrapping it up.
This Why are we still recording?
Yeah.
Oh, perfect.
We gotta wrap it up. Yeah, we gotta wrap it up. Well, nobody's gonna listen to this.
I was gonna say that. I was like, do we really need to be recording this?
I guess it's a good voice memo.
It's good. We gotta practice this bitch, you
motherfucker. Yeah, we gotta practice. And like,
is this like a practice one or like?
No,
I don't know. It's just good just to say something. We might stumble across something.
Yeah, people might find it funny at the beginning. We could use this definitely as a demo.
Welcome to. This has been Zeroni's Fuck Shack Hour.
That aggressive. That's on the rise. All those fucking dirty podcasts are on the rise. We gotta keep it clean. We gotta keep it interesting. Clean. We gotta keep it
keep
funny.
It clean.
We gotta keep it funny.
A million times.
Oh, are we trying to keep this clean?
No.
Okay, I was gonna say, should I drop the fucking F-bomb billion times this podcast, probably.
I mean, big shout out to the Call Her Daddy podcast. Like, you've seen them on Barstool, and they're fucking, like, dirty, dirty talking. And, like, we could probably just be more funny than dirty talking.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't want to spend an hour with Zeroni's boner, sorry. True enough, we could do a segment, Zeroni and his boner, for an hour. Just you talking.
Just what?
Just you and your boner for an hour. You just talk about.
Oh, fun fact.
Yeah.
I only jerk off like once a week now.
Wow, that's actually
like okay. It is, dude. I haven't had like sex in 6 months. I've just been straight chilling, man.
Well, you know,
these two, I'm not even like, looking for that shit.
You might as well go 110%. We'll set right now. We'll go absolute right now for this, and we'll come
fuck
back.
Let's go. Yeah, let's and wait till marriage, my dude.
3 months for having a boxing match, and we'll see who's the better fighter.
Who's got the most test in their fucking body?
Yeah. We'll do a measurement and a photo off. bigger testicles at the end of the day.
My balls are small.
You never know, they'll fill up with all that non-jerking off and non...
Oh, I got released the beast occasionally.
Okay. Every once in a while. We got a limited... Once in a while, man. Limited only blowjobs.
No, nah, I just do it myself.
Yeah, fair enough, fair enough.
Shit, man, I got the shit changed.
I had some bad news. I was reading this thing where it said fucking masturbation for young men can increase your prostate cancer.
I'm fucked.
Why you? Fair enough.
Fuck that. I got a lot of prostate cancer.
I'm fucking.
Anyways, send it off. This has been.
Fucking. This has been. We need a name.
Nameless. This has been nameless for the last hour and a half.
Just got lightning. Three lightning bolts.
This has been nameless. And we're signing off. Peace, bitches.
Peace. Me and fucking Ryan, man, and Mason.
Yeah.
I think we're all there. I don't know who else is there. And then the whole football team, of course, but that's a lot of names to name.
Was that the ranch?
Yes.
Fuck the ranch, man.
No, the ranch was the rookie party. The banquet was...
I heard the ranch is rebranding.
That's what I heard, too. That was also from Ben, though.
Yeah, dude.
Wait, no, that's why Anthony... I thought that's why Anthony...
Actually, I work with a high school kid, and he parties it up every weekend.
Oh, wow.
To the ranch a lot. He's in the rest of his ranch phase. He brought up that he thinks they're rebranding, too.
I don't know. They haven't shut their doors, so... No, but Anthem shut their doors.
Well, Knoxville's...
Anthem.
Anthem closed?
Yeah.
Already?
Yeah. So I think they're rebranding.
Oh, what the fuck?
I know, wiki. I didn't mind the all white place. Like,
I've never been to Anthem.
You didn't get the two dance floors,
dude? Because it was just Knoxville's to me. I swear,
I don't know.
Last time I was in Knoxville, dude, I was in the club. I swear, I heard a fucking gunshot go off. Everything went silent for a second, and then everything just went back on again.
the
music went off. I shit you not.
No,
and it wasn't even like fucked up, man. And then I was just like...
And no one was leaving. No one panicked.
I don't know, man.
I wouldn't panic. I'd be like, fuck it. We're still partying.
I was like...
Anyone bleeding? Hey, quick blood check. No. Okay. Someone grab that cunt's gun.
No, holy shit. Holy fuck.
I mean, good thing we're in Canada, so... I feel kind of safe when I go outside.
100%.
Yeah, fair enough. No, but they shut their doors.
Was one of the most successful rebrands.
What?
Beercade.
Yeah, you like that?
The Rack.
I like the Rack more, to be honest.
I did like the Rack, too. I just started going there when they closed it.
No, I wasn't there.
Me too. Like, I just discovered the Rack. We started going there. We're like, oh, man, this is fucking dope. And then one day we went there, and it's like, Beercade. Yeah, but we didn't go. We used to do the same thing that we do with Cook County. We try to, like, split it up between a few weeks, a few months, as long as we can, because then we don't seem like regulars, and we have an interest to us. No mystery. Okay. We should almost put a little bit of water in the bottom of this if you truly don't want it to smell. Nah, sure enough, you'll definitely just have to turn on that mini fan all day if you want to smoke out. Before
that's why I have, the parents that's why get I have like 10 blankets down here.
You're lucky weed doesn't stick to clothing.
No, it's like tobacco, like cigarettes, man.
Oh, man, it's terrible. You walk in anybody's house that smokes, like, smokes in them?
You just instant.
Oh, my mom smokes in our house.
Really? You can, is it a strong, like, fucking...
I mean, like, we have to, like, clean the place spotless, like, every fucking day.
Yeah.
Spray that bitch down so it probably does smell, but I feel like the amount of weed we smoke in the living room kind of takes over.
That is true. If your house doesn't
your house doesn't even like really smell that
bad. If you don't air it out.
I don't know if I'm just like nose blind.
No, I always feel like it doesn't smell like weed, and then people will come in and
well, plus
it smells like weed.
If you're cleaning every day too, like that's a different story every day. Like,
I know.
Yeah, I know people.
I do, but.
And another thing is, which is really funny, is like during concerts and stuff like that, I'm so hypocritical because I'll light up a joint, but I will fucking crush someone's dart. Or if they ask me, hey, you got a lighter, bro? I'll light it and then give it to them and then snip it with my fingers. Yeah, and then same with fucking another fucking brother of mine, Brady Cook. He fucking would take, he got fucking handed a dart, I think it was a joint from this girl named Tess from Red Deer. Nice lady. And he's like, thought it was a joint, takes one haul of it, and then crushes it. But disclaimer, I wasn't mad enough, I was a pussy. I should have crushed the fucking, the dart. I should have fucking, I was fucking feeling a little soft that night. So I should have, I laid off, and then he just fucking did the D, crushed it, no darts. And then we lit up a joint right after, and she was so pissed off. She's like, why did they get this? And she didn't realize it was a joint, and then Devin's like, Brady's brother, was like, hey, it's a fucking joint, relax, quiet, we don't need security here. And so we gotta smoke a joint.
Not gonna lie. Oh, no, during that
whole yeah, you never listen to what I
no, I just, I've been good, Matt. I've been doing good lately. I've been listening, not zoning people out. That one.
Fucking
just
bullshit. You take two hoots and then you're just like, what'd you say?
That's why I've gotten the pattern of just being like, no, nothing, never
mind. Nothing, never mind. Yeah, that's why I'm not allowing it to, like, go down that way. I'm going to be like, yeah, I'm going to pressure. Hey, fucking, can't say no.
Can't say no. I'm just saying, but I just...
Number one rule of improv. Hey, that's a good name. Just call us number one rule of improv.
Oh, yeah. That might not be a good, bad one.
Yeah, we can work
on that. What if it's just like...
Why not? I don't mind it. I can roll with that.
Just no.
Just go no.
I'm not gonna lie. I actually kind of fuck with that.
Just please stay away.
No exclamation point.
About what he says. We're still working on it. Fire off.
We got good names now, dude. We're still on this.
Hey, the best part is if we keep going until like 1 o'clock, we fight. Yeah, I mean, till 2 o'clock.
I was going to say, man, that's 1 minute. That's not hard.
Then we call ourselves nothing's good ever happens after 2 a.m. Or we could say the only thing open past 12 is, we know mommy used to always say, the only thing open past 2 a.m. is the hospital and her legs. I think she's.
What?
I gotta rephrase.
I was getting good on a fucking. What about Mama Z's?
Mama Z's.
We'll sleep on that one. We never go to Mama Z's. So I'm pretty sure that's some restaurant somewhere.
Mama Z's?
Mama Z's.
That very well could be. I couldn't.
What do you think
you
they serve at Mama Z's?
I want to say spaghetti.
It would be Italian.
It would be Italian.
Yeah.
Like, even though Zeroni's Ukrainian, it'd be Italian.
Bro, that's pizza for sure.
Mama Z's?
Mama Z's? Yeah, that would be shit. Yeah, that would be actually quite delicious.
I think it would be too. Pizza. One from those,
podcast and a franchise,
yeah.
Boys.
Sorry, just fucking start. Oh, let me just start throwing money at it.
Let me change the category to business.
Oh, it's very exciting. We're working.
Yeah. I got some goldfish here. I want some goldfish.
I'll pass.
My feet are my fucking.
Yeah, you eat a lot.
What's up?
You eat too much.
No.
I got food to eat right now.
Yeah. It's like the perfect time to start eating.
I mean, so
what'd
you
make?
I brought it to work, but I ended up just buying food at work.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I bought myself a chicken salad.
Didn't you tell me you weren't gonna do
that? Why do you make a lunch and then just buy a lunch? I guess you could eat later. More food's better than less food.
That's my theory. Why did you?
What do you need?
Find a fork in here.
I'm very excited that there's a fork in your bedroom.
Yo, last night, this dude's like, yo, you got pliers? I just reach up right here. I just add them to it.
Hey, that's handy. Hey, good thing your brag's going.
Because like, he was trying to unscrew something, and like, that's what I used them for.
I understand. I like it. I'm moving in.
It's just how weird, like, how quick you do that. Like, I always have to think about where I put my studies. Do you have pliers? Automatically.
Hey, he's doing shit with pliers. I don't know what he's doing with pliers, but he's doing. Number one use for pliers. What's your number one use for pliers?
There's a fucking fork in your stomach. Number one use of pliers?
Yeah. We're trying to stay positive. You can call this positive vibes, the positive circle, I want you to eat the spits right beside the phone.
You have to eat the shell.
Yeah, exactly. I'm very excited to see how you're gonna. I don't mind it. Honestly, I'm a strong supporter.
Yeah, I would do that.
You know, I've seen this guy crush a full case of donuts.
Why waste your time? Like, seriously.
I did half a bag of chips after two, and I was like powering through the chips, and I was like, wow, why am I so full? There was like, she was powering through a whole box of donuts. I was like, oh shit.
Yeah, that's the main point. Just use your. There's like a thumb and an index. We developed them for picking up things.
Yeah, fuck you.
Why are you swearing at us? We're just trying to
fuck you, the bird.
Yeah, why are you getting off stop, dude?
Yeah, I cook some good chicken.
Yeah, of course.
That one, bird. Why? You should. There's only like. Chicken I ate earlier, I put some hella good spice on it.
Really?
It was really good. I mix it with chipotle mayo, buffalo sauce, barbecue sauce, whip it all together, and then put it on the chicken in the saucepan.
So, that sounds delightful. I'm going to be 100%. That sounds wonderful. You should almost patent that, indeed.
Mama sees
first sauce. No, but I just rediscovered Chipotle for the first time when my coworker called.
Dude, I go through like a thing of Chipotle a week.
Really?
Well, because what I do, one of my meals I make is eggs and hash browns.
Okay.
I fill up the frying pan with hash browns with like this much. But I guess for the podcast, if you ever heard a podcast,
you gotta say like
so about
like a 4x6 or some inches.
I would say the radius.
No, that's tiny. That would be let's say like a foot. No, like
the radius of it would be about 6 inches.
Yeah.
Right? So the diameter is 12 inches.
Why would you just say 12 inches across?
Anyways, it's a circle. I gotta use math because it's diameter. Anyways,
Okay.
So I cook up some hash browns, and then what I put in the hash browns, I put the chipotle sauce in the hash browns.
Doesn't that stick to the pan? That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, so you just fucking mix it up, and then what I do, then I pour my eggs on the hash browns. And I mix up the eggs, hash browns, and chipotle sauce all together. And I put it on my plate. And it's just fucking so good. I enjoy my meals I make, man. I fucking love the meals I make.
Fair enough. You ever think about becoming a chef or anything like that?
No, he wants to be a teacher.
Yeah, I want to be a teacher.
You know, you should be a home ec teacher. I'm currently in school, too. Why are you sending me a dirt bike?
Yeah, that'd be dope, actually.
Yeah, fair enough.
I remember on the way down to Banff, I was really fucked up, too. I figured out what I want to do in my next year. I was going to go to school in September.
Okay.
Transfer to UA. But I really fucked up, and I was just like, nah, man, fuck that. I got my business diploma. I work business, work two part-time jobs, make hella bank, and then just travel like a motherfucker the whole year.
What do you haven't had ever any interest in coming to music festivals or anything?
I do, but I don't. It depends.
Fair enough.
Like, I'll go to the festivals that I, like the people I listen to, I'd go.
Okay, if you find a list, because that's another thing that we could definitely do is some fucking just, because
I want to go to
we figured out the phone can record, so we just walk around the phone.
We could do that.
And just have mics, just have fancy mics hooked up to each one of our phones. And then mash it together.
For what?
Like, because I'd be holding my phone, unless they'd let us record together, like, different. No, that probably wouldn't work.
I don't know.
Why not? We're on like location at like a festival, and we're like, hey, we're here with the podcast. Because then, Because I know tons of people will go as venue artists. We should start, if we start selling our own merch, we can go as a venue art.
I'm a big brain of this bitch right now.
Yeah.
We'll see where she goes. We'll see where she goes in about a month or two.
Always, we got to think of a t-shirt idea.
Yeah, I'm honestly...
Because yeah. The best part is, a little shout out to my friend, fucking Benny, Benjamin, FTP, Cafe Radio. What?
No,
fuck it. It's open mind. You can't say no. You can't say no. Say your fucking bullshit. Say your 2 cents.
I can't say it, bro.
Why can't you say it? Why are you?
Go on. Who's Betty?
What? No, he's just the guy who runs the Cafe Radio.
Oh, no.
So we got his hats and his stuff.
Yeah.
We can also sell some of that.
That'd be dope.
And then I just watched him make a business deal with a guy who's doing t-shirts, so boom, I just ask him, hey, fuck, what's your number?
Get some free merch.
Yeah. Not even free merch, I say make our own t-shirts.
Lord.
We'll just put your face.
Me and my chicken, man.
You and your chicken just sitting there.
Match chicken cafe.
Match chicken cafe! I only want a podcast that sounds like a restaurant.
Look, there you go. Match. Chicken Cafe.
That's Chicken Cafe. You're listening to that Chicken Cafe. Anything goes here in the cafe.
Boom, there you go. That's it.
I'm listening to that. I'll follow you. You better just not go fucking fame hungry if it ever takes off.
Yeah.
And then you're just like, this is mine. My fucking name's on it. You fucking listen it up. Man, you don't know. You've never had power.
Yeah, I've had power.
Really? What did Zeus give you something?
No, man. Spider-Man.
Really?
No, I'm joking.
Do you know his identity in the city? I've seen him walking around downtown. There's a Spider-Man downtown Edmonton.
There's a Mad Hatter, dude.
Downtown Edmonton, too?
Commonwealth. Every time I drive to school, this fucker's on the side of the road. You know the Mad Hatter, the green one?
Yeah.
He's walking down. He's wearing a fucking Mad Hatter hat. And I would show you, but it's on my phone, and my phone's recording. I don't know if it'll record. Or if I show you the video, and I don't know how, but yeah, it's a funny video though. Just the fucker just going around him honking at him.
Does he react to your honks?
Yeah, he fist bumps the honk every time.
Oh, he fucking loves the honk.
He wants also some like sign too. I'm pretty sure sometimes. I mean, he's definitely crazy.
He's definitely
like, clearly not. He's a crazy motherfucker.
The best part aren't crazy people. The best people just fucking.
I mean, they're pretty.
They're pretty happy.
Like, we need to look at that secret and add it to our lives. Well, just like, leave the crazy back. Keep the happy.
You think that's like from fucking crack cocaine? You think somebody?
No, I don't think it's like that. I think they just accepted their fate and they're like, you know, I might as well enjoy it.
Sure. I mean, why not?
No, fuck it.
But maybe some of it is from the drugs because a lot of them do abuse.
Especially Tom Roll.
Oh.
Are you on 118th?
So I was watching. I was walking downtown. Just bought a case of beer when I lived at the dorms down in McEwen.
Yeah.
And there was these lovely.
I remember when you fucking.
What? Sorry, carry on.
I was. You fucked that one chick in the McEwen res.
Why? Why were you? Which one was there? The picture of the where she was bent over, fingering herself. Because yeah. She wanted me to smile. Yeah, like, no,
put
she
up, like some my story, not my story, but like a picture that just had the, I don't know, you just had the McEwen filter on it, and it was like fucking 6 a.m. on a Sunday morning or whatever. You sent it to me, and I was like, why the fuck are you there? And you were just like, ah, smash it. I gotta go find my car.
I gotta go find my car. That was recent. Yeah, no. Oh, yeah, I came out. Yeah, no, that wasn't an actual picture of me smashing her. That was just me coming out of the McEwen sign, really hungover and, like,
yeah.
Deep breaths, like, deep, deep, don't puke breaths. Oh, yeah. I seen you. I was getting turned on.
These fingers are magic. Oh, I don't eat goldfish or the chips.
What?
Because I just powered up. I'm fucking. I'm restricting like my shitty eating.
Why?
I've already felt them. I've already had like a, just.
As long as you seem to, I believe as long as you stay away from like the number one evil sugar.
That like, is true. Like the chips and the goldfish, like aren't as bad.
I think they what's their sugar? Sodium. Hey, what's the sugar on the chips with the sugar on the goldfish?
Sodium, I'm pretty sure.
Well, some sodium is good because think of like the carnivore diet. It's just like
literally. Yeah, but the thing is with chips and me though, once I open them, I just.
You just want to go.
Bag's gone in about an hour.
No, once he opens any sort of food, he engulfs it.
Mm-hmm. I think this goldfish bag, man. You know how big this fucker is. I opened this like a day ago. It's halfway gone. That's like the bulk size of it.
No, definitely. I believe that.
And 1 gram of sugar for 28 chips.
Me and Brady Cook here, fucking, we're consumers. I think you'd fall underneath the same category. You eat until the bag is done. You don't eat when you're full.
Yes.
Exactly. You don't really listen to your body. It's just, this is fucking good. So good,
fucking. That's why I just powered through 3 chicken breasts there. Because I'm just like, this is so good.
This is fucking delightful.
At some point, I was like, yeah, I'm full.
Yeah, and now we got...
I'm not full. Actually, I'm just full of the chicken. That's why I can eat, like... I probably power through a shit ton of noodles right now or something like that.
Yeah, variety is the spice of life. You gotta remember that.
I mean, at least you work out 3 hours a day.
You're burning off those calories. I'll give you that.
Like, I put in the calories and burn them off. I'm definitely like losing fat right now.
That's not bad, then. You're probably
staying the same weight. I'm only 190.
Oh, no. Do you want to get to 200? Or that's pretty heavy for your frame.
I was at 215 last offseason.
Hoo-wee, how was that?
I didn't even notice it.
You didn't notice it? You ran good?
I was doing, like, all the training and whatnot. I was fine. Like, I wasn't slow. I went to spring training camp, man. I was the best I ever felt, and I was about 210, 205.
How big did Evan get that his knee started? Started? Yeah. That he started hurting.
Dude, he's...
That was 300.
I would say he's about 300 now. He slimmed down, though.
Yeah, then he slimmed down and his knee stopped running out, I thought.
It's his ankle now.
Oh, now it's just his ankle? Does he have one more year of the Wildcats, or is he going on to his CFL, or where do you think he's going?
I honestly couldn't tell you.
Oh my God, university or something. I don't know.
He might go play one more year at university, and then go pro, or he might go pro next year.
I'd like to see him go pro.
That'd be awesome to see him go pro. Good
for him. He's an animal. I'd be like, I'll play with that dude. Yeah, you can hype each other up. Didn't you go to the CFL training combine?
The practice roster for, not practice roster, but,
backup roster or whatever?
Preseason roster.
Ooh.
You played in a game.
Shit.
I think 2 games.
And now I got a team to cheer for.
Oh, so he actually picked, like, him in Eskimos jersey on the field.
Yeah. Still our team. I never really followed football, like, growing up or anything like that. So I think I'm going to start fucking following and get into it. Just follow Evan. Be a fanboy of Evan.
Yeah. Well, I know for me, I didn't follow like any leagues there for a long time. I started following the NBA last year because of I just follow the NBA on Instagram, right?
Yeah.
And then you just constantly go through Instagram feed and you just see NBA shit. So that's when you start to follow it. And I started doing that with the CFL this year too.
Really?
So only two. Really.
Did you find a new love for the CFL?
I did like the CFL this year.
Who won the Grey Cup?
I like the way they handled the off-season trade things, too. They're very public about it all.
I don't watch CFL because I watch NFL, and that's way better to me. Mm-hmm. The last thing I heard about CFL is the Johnny Manziel thing.
Man, fuck that.
What happened there?
He just broke his contract, and the CFL commissioner was just like, no, we don't want you anymore.
Really? Just fucking kicked him out? That's what he deserves. Don't break your contract.
Apparently other teams were watching, like, oh, let's sign him, maybe. And then the CFL commissioner was, like, blocked all...
What did he break? Like, what part of the contract?
I honestly couldn't tell you.
Oh, really?
I don't know if it was disclosed or not.
I don't know.
I don't think it was. What's your favorite CFL team?
Eskimos.
Yeah.
Honestly, CFL's more of teams you just don't like.
Yeah, true. Team,
it's more teams you don't like.
I don't know. I don't watch it, but I know when I did watch it, was
The Rock used to play for them.
Nope.
Calgary. Yeah, he played for Calgary.
I thought he played for BC, too.
His game that
he
played was in BC.
Oh, yes.
So, the way he was in the CFL, I'm pretty sure it was like Evan was in the CFL.
Really?
Oh, no, The Rock played his actual season game.
I can see that too. Then he got hurt, didn't he?
Just got cut.
Oh, he just got cut. That's not bad. Then.
He's an animal. Have you seen his like workout regime? Oh fuck! I fucked that word up.
Brendan Schaub's and Frank Callen's podcast, and he always says that. Well, I don't think he flat out says it, but he always hints that he takes or has taken steroids.
Ooh. We definitely did during his WWE years, probably.
What? The Rock? Conspiracy theories to the fucking room.
Yeah, when you look at him on the Calgary Stampeders, though, he was huge still.
Yeah, for real.
But yo, in the States though, they get all a lot of the football players hooked up on juice.
I can see that. Yeah, they're like.
But you hear what Josh Gordon was saying? He was saying like his whole life he was never accountable because literally the coach would come up to him like 2 days before his drug test, hand him a get clean kit, and he'd be passed the exam in 2 days. And the coach would warn him and give him a kit.
Yeah, because he could definitely do that. I'm pretty sure. Who would know?
Legally, they can't do it though. Right, it's under the table.
Yeah, but you could definitely, you could tell when the testers are probably going to come in, so to book something.
I don't know what the cost of the law says.
I can see them figuring it out quite easily.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Fuck it. I'm not your work.
Oh, no sound detected.
Oh, hey!
Oh, what's popping? What's happening, motherfucker?
Did you have it plugged into the stereo?
Yeah, the whole time I have been.